American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News. I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. If you're just joining us for today, welcome. Welcome, folks. Welcome to the program. End Time World News is about end times and current events all around the world and alternative news and how that plays out for our life and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that's kind of in a nutshell what End Time World News is all about. So, folks, if you're just joining us again for the first time, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here. Let's get into today's topic here, folks. In case you're just joining us, we want to get right into it. This is going to be kind of a short podcast today, but I want to talk to you about something that's important. Over this weekend, it's June 8th, Saturday. The time of this podcast is about 4:45 on a Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday, very hot, 97 degrees here in Central Florida, here in Orlando, 97, I'm serious, degrees, and it feels like it's 110 with humidity here. Humidity is very high right now. But I want to talk to you about something that's really irked me and bothered me, and that is people going around preaching the Word of God and false prophets and people that are basically liars, false prophets, and they're people that are out there to deceive you. And let me be right up front. I'm not a pastor. I don't have a doctorate in theology. I'm not a pastor. I have this podcast. This podcast is global all around the world. Thank the good Lord. It's a very decent sized podcast. I reach, tens of thousands of people each and every broadcast all around the world. End Time World News. It's everywhere, folks, on every platform. And I want to just say thank you to my audience out there. Everybody listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. God bless you for listening. But these people, men and women both, go around, and what they do is they like to deceive people. And so I want to just tell you about something that really, really kind of irked me, okay? I could be wrong here. If I'm wrong, I want you to write in and tell me how you feel after this podcast. The podcast email is always, always right on the podcast. EndTimeWorldNews@ProtonMail.com. That's EndTimeWorldNews@ProtonMail.com. Write in and tell me, folks. Write in whatever's going on. If you need prayers, I'll pray for you. But what I was going to say is I was watching, as I do. I like it. A lot of people don't like it, but I do. I like the TikTok platform. It's entertaining. It's entertaining to me. In our busy life, sometimes we need to digress a little bit. Sometimes we need to just get away from things for a few minutes. And sometimes, you know, I'm not so big on YouTube and all the Google stuff, but I don't mind TikTok. I got I've been blessed. I have a very fairly large following on TikTok, Eric James Erb at TikTok.com. And on that, I was watching a gentleman came up on my TikTok, And so I listened to several different videos. One was about tithing. Tithing, folks, consists of you giving to the church and you giving back. And a lot of people, and his argument was, you know, number one, and I'll get into this in a minute. Number one, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Okay. Well, I understand that. But number two, his idea was you don't have to tithe, which I disagree. You can either agree or disagree. There's lots of references in the Bible about tithing as far as the gentleman was quoting. This applied to the Jews back in the day. The Abrahamic Jews is what he was saying, I do believe. And that since then, you do not have to tithe. That only applies to the Jewish culture, the Jewish religion, the Jewish religion. And so a lot of people don't understand that. And so I was listening to this and I was kind of, you know, I was perplexed because I'll be honest with you. I've been tithing for years and years and years, you know, 20, 30 years or so or more. I'm in my later 50s. I'm going to be 58 here coming up in October, folks. So I'm moving up a little bit in age, still doing good. Praise God Almighty. Still healthy. Praise God. But again, I'm moving up in age. I'm getting older. But I've been tithing for probably close to 25 to 30 years, and I've never heard that from a person out there, especially on TikTok, and I can say it is what it is. It's you know, look at the source. But somebody saying about tithing and giving to the church and tithing and giving 10%. Does it say 10% in the Bible? No, I don't believe that it does. But is tithing important? I believe tithing should come from your heart. And I really believe that, folks. And again, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you think of this, because this really, I know it sounds kind of silly, but this really got me going a little bit. This really got me up in the air a little bit. Cause again, that's something that I've been doing for close to 30 years is tithing and giving to churches and the organization just to help out. And I will say, you know, because I don't believe in luck, but people will say, oh, Eric, you're lucky. Oh, Eric, you're lucky. You know, I have a landlord which I rent right now. And I'm here in Central Florida, but I rent, and the landlord's always like, well, Eric, you get so lucky. It's just luck. It's luck. And I tell my landlady, I said, it's not luck. It is blessing, 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 blessing. I don't believe in luck. The hell with luck, folks. There I said it. The hell with luck. I don't believe in luck. Either you're blessed or either you're not blessed. That was the first thing this guy said about tithing, about giving 10%. He says that applied to the Jews back in the day of Jesus Christ, back in that day, but it no longer applies, to us and the Gentiles. It no longer applies to us. It never did. It only applied to the Jewish people. And so I don't know what to say about that, but all I could say is on this podcast is you have to be very, very, very careful. I am not going to change my old school traditions that have been taught for years and years and years. Like I said, I'm 57 years old. I'm not going to change. If I'm wrong and somebody proves that I'm wrong biblically and they say, well, Eric, you don't have to give, so you're just wasting your money, blah, 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 blah. I disagree. And one thing I'm going to keep doing is I'll give to people and give till my last breath in the day I die. If God calls me in front of him and he says, well, my son, you've been a good shepherd, but you didn't need to give all this money. You've wasted tens of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars. You never needed to do that. That was foolish. Then so be it. I'll stand judge, jury, and executioner. I'll stand in front of God Almighty and judgment in front of God and myself, and that's it. And I'll be responsible. But I'm not going to give up not tithing. I'm always going to tithe till the day I die. And the second thing was, as I conclude here in just a minute, folks, this podcast, the second thing was that, again, this same gentleman that was a pastor is talking about, you know, there's no church, there's no this, but he's got a following of close to 1 million people. So he's not into this and that and Hollywood and everything. Yeah, right. Look at, you got almost a million followers. So the other thing was, and again, I just sit down and I just have to reflect upon this and not make a harsh judgment, but just, I'm speaking to you, my listeners, as he said, you don't have to go to church. He says, church is in here, and points to his heart. Well, he is right. He said they had temples back then. They did have temples. They did have monasteries. They did have temples, but they didn't have churches back then. Back in BC before Christ.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
And then, of course, AD after the death of Christ, until the Catholics got a hold of everything and then started perverting and throwing Mama Mary out there, and she's let's elevate Mama Mary higher in Jesus, so on and so forth. But back then, in the day of Christ, they didn't have, if you look throughout the whole Bible, they didn't have churches. So again, I had to reflect on that, and do I agree with what the guy said biblically? There might not have been churches back then, but is it all bad? Is it all bad to come together like kind mind? But again, then he mixed that in with tithing of, oh, you don't need to pay for the pastor to pay for his home and to pay millions of dollars for a church. I do believe in that one. I go to a church in Orlando and I'm thinking about switching churches, which I will. You know, there's tens of thousands of members, and the church itself might be worth $50 to $100 million, the building. And it's huge. It's as big as 2 or 3 football fields put together, probably one of the biggest churches in the Orlando area, Orlando, Florida here. And again, that's where that tithe money is going into the church. So from that retrospect, I do believe the money needs to be going towards the poor, not towards the fancy buildings. Do you see what I'm saying, folks? You can either agree or disagree. That's fine. I can take it either way. But that's where I disagree. Money should always be going to help the poor. Didn't Jesus say in the Bible, blessed are the poor? Yes, he did. He did say that. And because he said that, we should try to help the poor people. We should try to help the less fortunate. What did Jesus do during the whole term? His whole, what did he die at age 32 or 33? What did he do his whole 32 or 33 years of life? What did he try to do? He tried to help people for his whole entire earthly life, not spiritual, but earthly life when he is here on earth. That's what Jesus tried to do. And what's the number one thing we always forget, folks? What's the number one thing? It's one four-letter word. It's love. It's always about love. God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever loved the world shall not perish but have everlasting life. Right? Right? John 3:16. People forget what our purpose is in life sometimes. And again, this guy kind of triggered stuff in me. I don't hardly ever get triggered, but it just made me take a step back because one thing, I totally disagree with the tithing. I'm going to keep tithing. I don't care. My landlord can say till I move out sometime soon that I'm lucky and I just blow her off and don't listen to her, or else I'm going to keep tithing and tithing and tithing till the day I die. And second of all, again, church is, and the gentleman was right on TikTok again. Church is in your heart, folks. You don't need to gather in a big fancy building to celebrate and to worship Jesus Christ, God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. You don't need to do that. It's in your heart. I agree with that. You don't need to be in a multi-million dollar building. You can be outside. You can be away in the desert somewhere and have two or three followers and all pray and have a church service or Bible study. You don't need all this crap. Excuse my language, but you don't need all this crap. And all this crap is, and God sees this, just like again, the Catholic religion, you know, there's millions, hundreds of millions up in the billions of dollars of revenue and assets with the Catholic Church. And I know all about that. I'll get into that one day on a podcast, but not today. But again, it doesn't matter because God is in your heart. So he's right about that. But is there anything wrong associating with people of like kind mind to come together and to worship and celebrate Jesus Christ? No, heck no. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. And so that's where we have to watch what is being played out there. If we're being played, we have to watch what's being said, what's being played, what we hear, what we see, how we think, what we think, and how we respond. We need to in these areas, we need to look and see and really, really, really pay attention and be careful how we respond to things. And so again, I throw that out there, and it's just a reminder again, you know, seeing a famous pastor on TikTok, and like I said, it kind of irked me and hit home a little bit. So I wanted to address that and throw that out there. So folks, it's that time in the podcast right now. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into your life, this is the opportunity. It's that time here in the podcast, folks, once again. Just say after me. Here's a simple prayer, folks. Just say after me. If you would like to receive God's gift today, just say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Just a simple prayer. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe you are risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, hunger for things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven. I have you, Jesus, in my heart. Amen. Folks, and if you prayed that prayer, God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. You've accepted Jesus Christ. Here's just a couple key points I want to point out. Just a couple things that you should do here. Number one, get yourself a Bible. If you're in the United States, you can order a Bible for less than $20 on Amazon. If you can't afford a Bible, folks, then find a church here. That's the second step. But first step, get a Bible. If you can't afford one, find a church that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get into that church and tell them, say, hey, I'm on a budget, or I can't afford a Bible even. Could you help me out? And they'll get you a Bible. They'll get you a Bible at no cost. I guarantee they will get you a Bible, folks. And that's the next thing. Find your step two. Find yourself, once you got a Bible, find yourself a good church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And once you do, folks, once you do, get into that church, start reading that Bible, get into that church, worship, celebrate God and Jesus Christ. And once you've got into that church, you're going to have some questions. And this is step three, and I'm almost done here, folks. Hang on. Hang with me another minute. Once you are into that church and write down some questions, write your questions down, whether they're 5 questions, 10 or 20 or whatever, then call a person in that church. Call either a pastor, associate pastor, a deacon, call somebody. You can even call, if you have a friend that goes to church, maybe they might be able to help you. Call somebody of that church you just started going and just say, hey, could we meet for coffee for just an hour? Could you come over? Could we meet somewhere for coffee? I've got some questions. I'm unsure about Jesus, about the second coming, the resurrection, hell, the crucifixion, how did it happen, why did it happen, what about the devil, what about hell, I don't want to go there. You might have thousands of questions. Write your questions down and get with the person. Write 10 or 20 questions down, the most important. Get with the person. Have them answer your questions one by one. What is hell? What is redemption? When is Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ? When will he return? There you go. That's a good one. When will he return? What are Jesus' angels? What do they do? I mean, all kinds of questions. Write them down. Get with the person, write them down, get with the person, and they'll answer all your questions, folks. That's it. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations, folks, are more than welcome and greatly appreciated. And folks, I want to say thank you. They help keep us on the air. None of the donations go for profit. They just go for content creation and help pay bills and keep us on the air. So if you're out there listening, folks, and you can donate, anything helps. It's greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. God bless you for listening. Until next time, be well, be safe. Most importantly, God bless you and your families. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.